Learning an instrument comes naturally to some people. For others, the skill may be acquired in a variety of ways. Alyssa Eli has been through the process as both a student and teacher.
I'm teaching my husband the piano. He's an industrious student, even though he practices best when one eye is on the scale book and the other on a New England Patriots game. The scrutiny he gives each note, the counting aloud, the slightly anxious angle at which he leans over the keyboard make me feel nostalgic. I remember learning the piano. My teacher lived in the carriage house of an estate with 16 show dogs. Most of the dogs were Russian wolfhounds, who reluctantly answer to names like Sir Rimsky-Korsakov, Alexander Kachaturian, and Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. When she wasn't making music, my teacher showed her wolfhounds around the country, and sometimes, to liven a sagging lesson, she would demonstrate obedience techniques on the rug in front of the piano. The oldest dog wasn't Russian at all, but a squashed English pug named Jenny. Jenny suffered from a form of musical asthma. In the middle of a lesson, certain notes seemed to bring her attacks on. There's one Haydn sonata I still cannot practice without hearing her start to wheeze. Then my teacher, without missing the beat, would walk to wherever the dog had fallen, scoop her up, and stroll around the room, still counting, while pounding her patient between the shoulder blades. From couches and soft chairs, the Russians would beat their tails in time, and from my piano bench I would watch. I learned to play without looking at the keyboard because I couldn't take my eyes off the rest of the room. It was a wondrous scene. 15 wolfhounds were the metronome, and an English pug was the keeper of the tune. This was my introduction to music. My husband has only me and the Patriots for company when he pounds out his scales and wrestles with his fingering. There is nothing magical or eccentric about it. This is an artistic loss, I think. Everyone needs inspiration.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist at a state hospital in Massachusetts. She comes to us courtesy of WBUR in Boston.